Guerrillas have set 7 o'clock Saturday night as their deadline to blow up the three planes and all persons aboard. The Red Cross is airlifting medical and sanitary supplies for the hostages and describes the situation as becoming more and more precarious. The White House is expected to announce tomorrow or the next day that armed troops and security guards will ride shotgun on all overseas commercial airline flights to protect them from hijackings. Still more intensification is forecast for Hurricane Ella, now packing winds of 75 miles per hour and moving toward the coasts of Louisiana and Texas at about 12 miles per hour. In Washington, the Senate has approved a pay raise for 850,000 blue-collar government workers. The measure sent to a conference committee where it must be reconciled with a House-approved pay bill. Negotiations are underway between the United Farm Workers Union and two more Salinas Valley growers. Negotiating with the union are Fresh Picked and Dorigo Farms. This morning, Interharvest, which earlier signed with the union, moved all 36 of its trucks to the lettuce fields after a week-long tie-up caused by opponents of the Cesar Chavez union. Meanwhile, a judge in Redwood City is refusing to issue an injunction against alleged Teamster harassment of Salinas Valley farm workers. San Mateo County Superior Court Judge Melvin Cohn says publicity is the only reason Chavez union brought the suit. A Disneyland Park spokesman says that despite a wage strike by two entertainment unions, the amusement center is operating normally. The State Board of Education is continuing until next month the public hearing on proposed changes and guidelines for racial desegregation of the schools. The hearing will resume at the board's October meeting in Los Angeles. More news in a moment.
Welcome to La Rive Gauche, otherwise known as the Left Bank. Today you're going to open.
If there's one thing an American can use in Paris, it's a Frenchman who speaks English. And now you can have one all to yourself.
And you'll see the Tour Eiffel or Eiffel Tower. Walk to the base of the tower, stop 16 on your map.
Introducing Pan Am Tours on Tape. They can take you for a walk around Paris, or London, or Rome. They can take you on a trip to Fontainebleau and Versailles. They can take you on a drive through the English countryside. Pan Am Tours on Tape. You can get them through any Pan Am travel agent. Or you can buy them at any Pan Am sales office in the U.S. for just $2.95 each. And if you haven't got a machine to play the tapes, we'll sell you one of them too. Pan Am Tours on Tape. It's a whole new way to play Europe by ear.
Savor the view of the City of Light, Paris.
On Wall Street, threat of an auto strike and continued concern over the Mideast situation led the stock market down today. Dow Jones Industrials off a little over 5.5 points in moderate trading. Another suit against Look magazine, this one by Teamsters Union official Jack Goldberger, for $600,000. He claims he was defamed by that article about Mayor Alioto's alleged connections with the mafia. The local weather forecast calls for fair skies through Saturday, except for fog near the ocean extending inland during the morning hours. Overnight temperatures in the 50s, highs tomorrow from the 60s along the coast to the 80s and low 90s inland. In the Sierra, fair through Saturday. And that's KSFO News, presented by Pan American, the airline that flies more people to more places overseas than anybody. Herb Kennedy reporting, KSFO News is everywhere. Now back to Carter B. Smith.
Thank you. The Electric Indian. That's called Apache. And it's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Now through Saturday only, you can save 25 to 50% in another big Emporium and Capwell sale of custom draperies at just $1.99 to $3.99 a yard, including labor. And a tremendous selection, 26 different fabrics, hundreds of colors, all tailored to your measurements, and at prices starting at just $1.99 a yard. You actually save 25 to 50% on fabrics that were $2.99 to $5.99 a yard, and you pay nothing more for labor. There is a slight charge for short lengths. If you can't come in, just call your favorite Emporium or Capwell store and ask for Operator 1. A home drapery expert will come to your home with samples and help you make the selection that's right for your home. No obligation, of course. It's that easy. You select the fabrics and get them for as little as $1.99 a yard, including labor. Then let our experts tailor it to fit your windows, and you save 25 to 50%. But remember, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only in your favorite big Emporium and Capwell stores.
All righty. In about 6 minutes, Dr. Sutherland will be calling in. We'll talk about things of a mental nature. Dr. Richard Sutherland, psychiatrist in the East Bay. Yeah, let me see. What else do I have to do here? I want to get this on. We have two adorable kittens to give away, CB. One's all white. The t'other is orange and white. Both are males, 2 months of age. Housebroken in San Francisco. Here's the number, 362-5918. Incidentally, when I offer kittens on the air, it isn't too often that people call and pick them up. And that's because we're up to here in cats. So if you would consider it, take your little... what is it?
I knew you were up to there in something. Yes. I didn't see what it was.
All right, Stuart. Would you like a nice little kitten? Come on, why don't you call and...
thank you.
Get one of these kittens.
No, I can't. Thanks anyway.
All right.
But I would like to urge people to get cats.
Every time you cross your fingers, say a prayer, or look at your horoscope, you express a surviving belief in the supernatural. Man, Myth, and Magic is a visual encyclopedia of the supernatural. It plumbs the deepest of the world's secrets and sets them all before your eyes. The most unusual magazine ever published. It builds into an authoritative 7-volume reference work. Part 1 is at your newsstand now. Knock wood. There's a copy left.
Ten minutes after 6 o'clock. Foggy on the Golden Gate Bridge.
My Lady Dapandine, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill, my Lady Dapandine. Why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low, my Lady Dapandine? Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dapandine, you look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white, my Lady Dapandine. Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. 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 My Lady Dapandine.
you greet me so. But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady. Though in your grave you lie, I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady. Though in your grave you lie, I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die.
That be called Lady d'Abranville, done by Cat Stevens.
Hey, did you know PSA's going places with fares so low? Nobody's left behind.
Jetting off so often, there's no need to run. Say PSA's great. Get up and go, it's really great. PSA gives you a lift, gives you a lift. PSA gives you a lift.
We're going places
like twilight lingering on a sand dune strand.
PSA gives you a lift.
Well, every once in a great while, Dr. Sutherland does not call in exactly at 6:15. Sometimes he has an emergency and has to be elsewhere, and this happens, and we all understand that. I got a kick in the Chronicle this morning. This is out of Tennessee. The University of Tennessee Space Institute has been awarded $30,000. The Air Force wants them to study owl wings. The idea is to determine how it's possible to design an ultra-quiet airplane. So they've got 30 grand to discover how to do that and how to build a plane that will fly quietly and, of course, run on mice.
Whether you're going to the Truckee River to try to outwit the fish, or over to the course to get in a quick nine, or just out to the patio to watch the grass grow, you just might find yourself in the mood for a cool light beer. And that's been an Olympia specialty ever since 1896. Making a fine light beer from the naturally perfect artesian brewing water of Tumwater, Washington.
Don't you know it's the water that makes it Olympia beer?
Olympia Brewing Company, Tumwater, Washington. And it's 16 minutes after. Mike Powell, how's traffic on the Bay Bridge here?
Carter, traffic on the Bay Bridge here is fairly heavy for this time of evening, but we are all moving right along. No problems.
Fine, Mike. The phone just rang, and I was diverted, but I understand what you have to say. You're still going, and that's
right.
Good. Okay. If you see anything, any reason for the heaviness further along the line, give me a holler, will you?
All right, I will.
Neat. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. That's Jimmy McGriff and Sugar, Sugar. It's 19 and a half after.
Mr. Cody.
Call me by my first name.
Oh, okay, listen, Buffalo, who are we?
Bill.
Yeah, who's the flash act tonight?
Oh, Annie Oakley. You hold up a playing card and she peppers it with 6 shots.
That's awful noisy for the people in the front row.
Use a silencer.
They haven't been invented yet.
Well,
I could go out and get a Sears muffler.
A Sears?
They're on sale right now, you know.
They are?
At all Sears Tire and Auto Centers, where you get complete car care and a guarantee like you wouldn't believe.
Guarantee?
They stand behind it.
Hmm.
If a Sears heavy-duty muffler ever fails, return it, and Sears will give you a new one as long as you own the car on which it was originally installed.
So what's different?
If Sears installed it, Sears will put the new one on your car free, no service charge.
So what's a service charge?
Pretty hard to find out around a Sears Tire and Auto Center.
Okay, Annie goes in the finale with a Sears muffler.
Guaranteed.
And you hold the card.
Okay, you guarantee she'll hit the card all 6 times?
Yeah, I'll guarantee it. You stand behind it.
This week, heavy-duty mufflers are on sale, 20% off regular prices at all Bay Area Sears stores. This portion of the program is going to Vietnam, so I think maybe we'll have a little more of a detailed explanation on Dr. Richard Sutherland to fill everybody in, because we do have some new listeners today, I'll tell you that. The story is this. Dr. Richard Sutherland is a psychiatrist, practicing psychiatrist in the East Bay, and we talk in the evening not to attempt to cure anyone. That's not the point. The point is to allow people who have never had a chance to really hear a psychiatrist to hear him discuss his task in life, and then you hold that up to the stereotype of the psychiatrist in the movie and so forth. Doctor, I don't know whether there's any comment on your part. It was kind of interesting this afternoon, a sort of study. We were playing softball in the hallway, as I do every afternoon between 5:30 and 6, and my catcher tore his pants very, very badly. And he took them off and gave them to a gal to sew them up. So he's leaning against a filing cabinet, and Dick McGarvin walks by, and a fellow tore his pants said, "Say, see if my pants are up there at the front desk." And Dick just very quietly said, "Oh, all right, I will." And that was it. He didn't raise an eyebrow. Here's a man standing in his shorts in the hallway of a radio station. Sure. And Dick didn't wiggle an eyebrow.
That's the coming thing, isn't it?
Not around here. It hasn't been for some years.
All right.
How about talking this evening, because I haven't got a letter, one here today. How about talking this evening about some of the new areas of psychiatry, maybe research or something like that?
Well, you know, there are a number of kind of, specific things, but actually the trend in psychiatry that interests me the most, or I don't know that it's psychiatry really, but the trend that as a psychiatrist I find myself most interested in is a kind of new openness, and this thing in the station this afternoon kind of reminds me of it. I read an article last night in I think it was the New Look called what is a myth of motherhood, and the subtitle was women don't need to be mothers any more than they need spaghetti, I think. Now, that's a peculiar thing to take off on. The point is that there are an awful lot of traditional notions about what people need, and I think that these are being really brought up to question. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with that article, but I am really glad to see that our notions about human nature, that human beings to be fulfilled really need this or have to do that, or we have an aggressive instinct, a territorial instinct, an instinct to be kind, an instinct to be mothers, an instinct toward sex, an instinct toward destruction and social instinct and so on, as if this somehow made us be certain ways under certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this article is pretty astute in saying that one of the causes, at any rate, for the striving for a woman to be a mother is the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to separate an instinct in human beings from their traditions. We don't know of any human beings who aren't guided and influenced greatly by the things they've been told. All we know is that it has been traditional in a certain society to have certain, to exemplify or live out certain instincts, and other societies come along or other waves of that culture and oppose it.
Mm-hmm.
But the the idea that somehow certain instinctual drives have to be fulfilled or we're going to be distorted, perverted, cramped up, neurotic, brokenhearted, is highly open to question.
Wouldn't you also agree, though, that when we analyze such an instinct or cultural tradition as motherhood, when we hold this up to analysis, this is a very frightening thing for probably most people, isn't it? In other words,
hold it up to analysis.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It has been, and yet I think it's a great relief, really, to have somebody say, "Look, we all have the instincts. That is, we all have the potentiality to do and become almost anything that any other human being has been or become. So our problem is not what am I really, which instincts are my instincts, as opposed to some other person that we may think of as kind of monstrous because he's opposite to us, but rather what instincts, what potentialities do I want to, in my own place in time and space, to carry out? What kind of person do I choose to become? And it's this growing element of choice, this really new awakening almost of the human mind or spirit to the notion that we really have a choice, much more profound than we thought. We don't have a choice to not have the pressure of instincts, but we certainly do have a choice as to how to deal with them. And when we deal with them one way, we enhance them or invigorate them. And when we deal with them in another way, we thin them out, attenuate them, quiet down their voices. And this applies to almost any instinct. And I think gradually we may be coming to at least to question the notion that somehow there are certain basic instincts which have to be obeyed, and much more to the idea that as a total human being, we have the whole array of human possibilities, and we can start to decide for ourselves which direction we want to go in.
That, to me, is a
movement. Mm-hmm. We can call it an existential movement if we want to, but it's a movement in perhaps outside of psychiatry more than inside it, but a cultural movement that I think is profoundly important in the whole business of human relation to ourselves and to each other.
I hate to do it because this is fascinating, but it's 27 after 6. We got to go.
Yeah.
Call me again tomorrow night, and maybe we'll get some response on what we've talked about tonight. If you have any questions or comments, drop me, Carter B. Smith, a note. KSFO San Francisco. You can keep your name off it if you so desire.
Who do you think makes America's favorite compact cars?
Well, if we're talking comfort, roominess, and trunk space, Chrysler Corporation.
Chrysler Corporation cars.
Dodge Dart, Plymouth Valiant, Plymouth Duster. With 35% of the domestic-built compact market this year, Chrysler Corporation is now in first place.
Chrysler Corporation cares.
Extra care in engineering. You get unibody construction and torsion bar suspension on all three cars. Extra value, extra worth. You get economy, you get safety, you get reliable performance.
Chrysler Corporation cars. Chrysler Corporation cares.
So, who makes today's best-selling compact cars?
Chrysler Corporation. Dart at your Dodge dealer, Valiant and Duster at your Chrysler Plymouth dealer. And new for 71, Dodge adds Demon. Plymouth adds Scamp. Two more people-size compacts. See them September 15th.
I'm
Christie and Yellow River.
Hey, Ethel, don't you just love New York?